Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today on this broadcast of Let's Face the Issues, witchcraft, sorcery, the occult, and Harry Potter. Do you have Harry Potter books in your home? Have you read them? Have your children read them? Do you allow them to read them and check them out of the public schools library or the public libraries? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the dangers of the Harry Potter material and what it does. And most of all, ladies and gentlemen, it is antithetical to the scripture. It's an impossibility for a person to say, I believe the word of God and I need to obey the scripture, and then to allow your sons and daughters to read the material and to act out the parts in the Harry Potter movies and videos and in the books that they are given and allowed to read. Many parents buy them for Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, and otherwise, and laud them as being wonderful study material, thinking that somehow, some way, it's just a mythology and is not real. But ladies and gentlemen, it leads to that which is very, very real, very dangerous, and very harmful for any child to read or any adult to participate in. It ought not to be so. We, before the news break, talked about the fact that in a Tennessee school, school run by the Roman Catholics, they have decided that they're going to do something about it. They removed all of the Harry Potter material from their library. I say good for them. Kudos, if you want to use that term, for them doing so. Good for them. They're 100% correct. Why would you allow unbiblical, unholy, ungodly material to be read by the children in the school? Why would you want that? Ladies and gentlemen, would you, as a parent, as a Christian, listen very carefully, would you discourage your child from reading material, immoral material that has content like pornography? Would you encourage that? No, certainly you wouldn't. Then why would we encourage them to read material that's just as retrograde and just as demoralizing and just as destructive as that would be? And allowing them to read the Harry Potter material is in the same category, in my opinion, as allowing them to read intriguing material on murder, on lying, cheating, stealing, robbery, or pornography, anything of that nature. Yet many, ladies and gentlemen, many of these same parents do not object to allowing material that is unbiblical to be read by your sons and daughters. Here's an article that says, The Occult and Harry Potter. It's by John Ankerberg and the John Ankerberg Show. It's a fistful of reading, and I'll not bore you with all of it. It's not boring. It is enlightening. But nevertheless, it's a mega article. I think this is probably some 15 or 20 pages in length. But he's done a good job on the analysis of the seven volumes of the Harry Potter books. In fact, it is page after page that will give the book number, the page number, and the quote that validates the fact that this material is antithetical to anything that's called biblical purity or biblical truth whatsoever. Again, the title, The Occult and Harry Potter. He says here, the person that's writing the article out of the John Ankerberg program says she herself, a former occultist, says that the spirit contact, divination, and sorcery are major forms of occultism. We have documented in other articles that each of these are practices that God has condemned. Many critics have said that no actual occult practices or teaching can be found in the Harry Potter books. Others have said that while there may be things that resemble actual occult practices, they're harmless. We believe that both statements are totally incorrect, this writer says. We believe that readers, including children, are finding out about genuine occult rituals, genuine occult practices. In fact, they're being shown these practices have actual power that they can use in their own lives. Did you hear that? That these practices that's carried out in the Harry Potter books are practices that have actual powers and can learn, the kids reading them can learn to use them in their own lives. And ladies and gentlemen, I have reviewed and made a synopsis of these mega pages of what they point out. And again, the John Ankerberg program has taken each of the seven books. They give the book, the page number, and then the quote. And then they state what it is showing and what it is vivifying for the reader. For example, dualism, altered state of consciousness, amulets, that is, symbols of power, out-of-body experiences, astrology, divination, black magic, spiritism, channeling. Channeling is where you're actually communicating, ladies and gentlemen, with the dead, and with channeling is where you're actually communicating with those that are not in this world. It is other spirit, dealing with spirit beings, black magic, spiritism, channeling, spirit guides, clairvoyance, that is extrasensory perception, familiar spirits, that's talking about demons, neo-paganism, reincarnation, and sorcery. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad thing. For example, he says, book 1, page 85, curious indeed how these things happen. The wand chooses the wizard, remember? Page 206, the hairs on the back of Harry's neck prickled. Maybe he's imagining it, maybe not. But he thought a faint whispering, felt a faint whispering coming from the books as though they knew something that were that should not be known. A piercing, a blood-curdling shriek splits the silence. The book was screaming at Harry Potter. And it goes on and on and on. It gives the page number and the book. It is a thorough analysis of what is in these books, the Harry Potter books. And for anybody to say that it's not real, for anybody to say that it's just make-believe, John Ankleberg and his team, having done an exceptional job on the analysis of the books, down to the book and page number of each one, and what it is actually teaching. For example, in one of them, book one, page 697, talks about a trance or a light hypnosis brought about through meditation, chanting, drugs, dancing, breathing techniques, and sensory experience, divination, repetitive movement, forcing on one point, suggesting guided visualization coming out of the book, coming from the book. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on. But the point being, these people have done a superb job, John Ankleberg, in the analysis of, and I just listed 16 things that emanate from the unseen world, 16 things that emanate from the demonic spirits that's out there in the world. Demons are real today. And yet we have our sons and daughters and even adults and pastors and Christians in our churches that are saying the Harry Potter books are all right. They're good reading and there's nothing wrong with it. Ladies and gentlemen, it opens Pandora's box for demonic spirits to leap out and to be in control of one's life. And for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, it is that which gets a son or daughter, a child, intrigued with and want to start practicing the real thing. Not just reading the book about it, but they want to reenact it. Just as, ladies and gentlemen, these kids, when they watch these vicious, vile, murderous videos that's produced out of Hollywood, after they have been inundated with that, and they're on some psychotropic drugs, then they want to go out and do mass murders, and that's what, and yet we're upset about that and saying that something needs to be done to stop it. But, ladies and gentlemen, all of this comes out of the demonic drug world that we have permeating society today. I don't know whether it bothers you or not. Don't know if it excites you or frightens you. Don't know exactly where you stand. Love to have you call and give your input. Love to know where you stand on this issue. Are you in agreement with what I'm saying? Do you disagree with it? If so, why? You can call 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your input. I know that you have perhaps read the book, some of you have agreed or disagreed. Want to know where you stand. Are you allowing your sons and daughters to read this vicious, vile, immoral, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical material? Are you buying it for them? Are you giving it to them? What is your stand on it? Love to hear from you today, ladies and gentlemen. Our schools and our public libraries have become bastions of brainwashing of our children. It's bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, for our sons and daughters to be taught Islam in the public schools. It's bad enough that they're taught all kinds of ungodly, unholy, immoral sex acts in the public school under the guise of LGBTQ and the Planned Parenthood abortion industry. It's sad enough that all of that's being taught. The Bible is banned. It's sad enough, ladies and gentlemen, that Islam is publicly taught in our public schools today and all of these other things, social justice and socialism and communism, anti-Americanism, all being taught. All of that's bad enough. But then you add to that, ladies and gentlemen, the immoral, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical teaching. It is antithetical to the scripture. It is the war against God, where there's a designed purpose to take our sons and our daughters, our grandkids in the school system and in the public arena today, ladies and gentlemen, and separate them from anything that's called godliness and biblical Christianity. So, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that there is no outrage when it comes to our students being taught Harry Potter, as it's okay in the public schools and our libraries and is accepted in our homes and our churches and by our spiritual leaders and the pastors included. Now, I'm passionate about that issue, ladies and gentlemen, because I see the end result of what is taking place and what it's bringing about. Here's an article that says, Religious Debates Over Harry Potter Series. Religious debates over the Harry Potter series. And again, this is a massive article because it goes into every aspect of Christianity by denomination. And it gives the separate debates and the arguments coming out of each of the denominations. Comes out of Christianity, Evangelicalism, Roman Catholicism, Spiritism, Anglicanism, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints, etc., etc., etc. But I'm just going to read you a snippet, synopsis of this. Religious debates over Harry Potter series. Religious debates over the Harry Potter series of books by J.K. Rowling are based on claims that the novels contain occult or satanic subtext. A number of Protestants, Catholics, and Orthodox Christians have argued against the series. Supporters of the series have said that the magic in Harry Potter bears little resemblance to the occultism, but more in the vein of fairy tales, such as Cinderella and Snow White. Far from promoting a particular religion, some argue, Harry Potter novels go out of their way to avoid discussion of religion at all. Further in the article, it says that the United States calls for the books to be banned from the schools have led to legal challenges, often on the grounds that witchcraft is a government-recognized religion, and that to allow the books to be held in public schools violate the separation of church and state. I agree with that, ladies and gentlemen. The Orthodox Church in Bulgaria and the Diocese of Orthodox Christians in Greece have also campaigned against the series. Some Catholic writers and officials have voiced a critical stance. The books have been banned from all schools in the United Arab Emirates, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps they have a little better insight than we have in America. Even as Christians in America, we seem to not realize the damage, the danger, and the direction that it's headed by allowing these to be placed in the hands of our sons and our daughters and being taught in the public school system, being recognized as being okay reading even by pastors from the pulpits and by Christians in general. Ladies and gentlemen, so do we have evidence or proof that Harry Potter materials are teaching Christians about the occult and the witchcraft? Is there any evidence or proof of that whatsoever? Well, there are dozens of scriptures that are evidence and proof of it. But I want us to look at an article that I think gives a little insight in very, very pithy form. Titled the article, Proof Harry Potter Books Series Teaches Children About Witchcraft and the Occult. Subtitle, A Journey into an Evil World. Harry Potter books are, in fact, teaching witchcraft. The author, J.K. Rowling, is now the richest woman in Britain and the first billionaire in history who obtained the wealth by writing books. Further in the article, it talks about the fact that even in the theme park in Orlando, the theme park has developed a part of that theme park called the Harry Potter theme park. It was built just at Universal Studios. It was built just a few years ago. And the Harry Potter theme park, at the time they built it, it was a little over, I think it's been about 10 years ago they built that. It was a little over $265 million they spent in building it. And then the material says in this article, it is as if a magical spell has been cast over the whole world, and everyone must buy and love those books and everything associated with them. all types of children's toys, figures, trading cards, role-playing games similar to Dungeons and Dragons, costume clothing, computer games, books, bags, posters, clocks, shirts, eyeglasses, towels, blankets, playing cards, pens, lunchboxes, and candies are being marketed. Warner Brothers is producing a full-length motion picture to match each and every one of the Harry Potter books. They've done that, ladies and gentlemen, and the all seven, and the latest one was not too long ago when the seventh movie was made from the book. This article says, according to the Gallup poll, they found that over one half of all parents with kids under 18, with children under 18, have read the Harry Potter books. Over one half of all parents with kids under 18 have read the Harry Potter books. This article further says this, ladies and gentlemen. Whether or not Rawlings is practicing witch, she has for years studied deep into the blackest of witchcraft training manuals, and she is pouring them into all seven of her books. The Harry Potter books teach every child lurid aspects of witchcraft and the occult. Joanne Kathleen Rawlings grew up with in Scotland. What she doesn't tell you is this. Since childhood, J.K. Rawlings has tried to learn everything she can about witchcraft. According to Ian Potter, a child friend whose name was used in the book titles, Rawlings used to dress up as a witch all the time. Ian said her younger sister, Vicky, also remembers those days when they were growing up together and they dressed as witches and practiced witchcraft as a child. Our favorite thing, she said, was to dress up like witches. We used to dress up and play witch all the time. My brother would dress up as a wizard. Joanne was always reading witchcraft stories to us. We would make secret potions for her. She would always send us off to get twigs for potions. And Vicky Porter said in this, Harry Potter and is the source of the inspiration from J.K. Rawlings and what she learned growing up about witches and witchcraft. The truth is that she earlier graduated from a course in mythological studies at Exeter University in England, and during her entire adult life has been thoroughly researching into every aspect of witchcraft. She's an extremely well-developed and sophisticated, knowledgeable person in the occult world and the legends and the history of all of the nuances of occultism and witchcraft. In an interview on the radio, she admitted that fully one-third of her material is based on her actual occultism experience, end quote. And yet, J.K. Rawlings now is trying to tell the people that this is just where she's done the research and the studying. She's put this together for kids to read. No, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It's coming from a source that's very real. It's coming from a source of learned, trained background in occultism, witchcraft, and all of the nuances of occultism. Rawlings plays down the fact that witches still use spells. She is now teaching them. During one call-in interview, a wizard excitedly asked J.K. Rawlings if she was a member of the craft, that is, Wicca organization. When she answered no, he was shocked and replied, "Well, you've done your homework quite well." He went on to say that he loved the Potter books because they were full of the same occult formulas that's regularly used today in the occult witchcraft world. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what this priest said that is in the Tennessee Catholic school that's now removed all of the books. He said he had researched it and found that all of the real occultism formulas and things being used today in real occultism and witchcraft were also spelled out very clearly in the Harry Potter books. Ladies and gentlemen, this article makes this statement. The secular media has gone wild over Harry Potter. It is as if a single ominous spirit is controlling their thinking on this matter. Ominously enough, a majority of the Christian media is also very much in favor of the outstanding opportunity for children to learn how to delve into the deep things of witchcraft. Even the leading Protestant journal, Christianity Today, has praised the books, end quote. But not everyone is fooled, this article says. There's a general nastiness underneath the mantle of cuteness. The kids lie. They steal. They take revenge. This is a disturbing moral world and conflicts with what I am trying to teach my children at home, one person said. That's putting it mildly. As we will see, Harry Potter books are actually, the article says, actually a chamber of nothing but witchcraft. What do Harry Potter books teach? People who are not involved in witchcraft are considered to be inferior, less intelligent, slow to catch on the truth. They're muggles, but as Rowling said in her interview, they're not completely stupid. As one Christian wrote, the ordinary person is typified as being bad because they do not have magical powers, and heroes are the people who have used the occult and witchcraft and their powers. This is an inversion of anything that's called morality or biblical truth today, this particular writer says. And finally, this writer says, swear words are used in the supposedly sweet little books for children. And they go on to list the swear words, the curse words, the vulgar, vile words. And it gives the book page, book numbers and the page numbers. God's name is used over and over in vain as a swear word. Every book in the series increases in the number of swear words being used. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, parents are supposed to be concerned about our kids with their vile, vulgar mouths and wonder where they get it. Because you bought it and put it in their hands. It's called the Harry Potter material. Acts of hatred and revenge repeatedly occurs in the Potter books. Power and force are the goals to be sought, not truth and honesty. The child grows accustomed to finding excitement in meanness and selfishness and madness and scenes of horrors. The books are vicious and vile and cruel and ought not to be read by any Christian. This writer says, and I quote, murders occur repeatedly in the Harry Potter books. The face then tells Harry Potter to kill Harry, Harry's father and mother. Then the face commands, kill him, kill him, kill him. Actual murders of people and animals occur over and over and over in the Harry Potter series. There are killings that's done for fun. Wizards are killed. Man and his wife are tortured and put to the point of insanity. A child, after killing his father, turns the body into a bone and buries the bone. Life after death and reincarnation is taught. Death is something to be desired as the entrance into a new, more fascinating afterlife. Communication with the dead is very real in all parts of the Harry Potter books. I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Suffice it to say, we're living in a very immoral society today. It's a very degraded, demeaning, difficult world. And I think our parents need to understand what we're faced with and they need to recognize what the Word of God says in relationship to that and do something about it. That is, take them out of the hands. Don't allow the kids to read them. Here's an article that says that four reasons why Christians should not watch Harry Potter. It says, let me start in a defense mode here. Yes, I'm very familiar with the Harry Potter series, given my many years as a devoted fan. No, I'm not a hypnotist for speaking out against it. Or a hypocrite for speaking out against it. I have recognized the error of my past and hope to resurface and to say something that would be beneficial in the realization as I speak to my audience. The Harry Potter series, whether you read the book or watch the movies, is a detriment to our spiritual, moral, and ethical and social development. When we let our kids watch Harry Potter, we encourage their attempts to fly on a broomstick, this writer says. And it goes on to talk about one of the things is they tried to reenact what they have seen. Second thing, the kids want to talk to serpents as in the Harry Potter books. Third thing, they attempt to kill animals as seen on Harry Potter. The fourth thing is the kids celebrate what they have seen, which is unethical, but they celebrate that which is unethical. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not enough, nothing would be. But it's bad enough to look at that and their attempts to reenact it. But ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is filled with definitive directions of what ought to be done and what ought not to be done in relationship to the Harry Potter books and what is being taught there. In fact, the Harry Potter witchcraft material studied by Dave Hunt and others with the Berean Cult Ministry. Dave Hunt talks about the Bible verses against the New Age and the witchcraft practices, and he uses a paraphrased translation, and for the benefit of just reading from his article, I'll read it that way. Acts 8:9-11. Now there was a man named Simeon who formerly was practicing magic in the city and astonishing the people of Samaria, claiming to be someone great, and they all, from smallest to the greatest, were given attention to him. This man is what is called the great power of God, and they were giving him attention because he had for a long time astonished them with his magical arts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's talking about the demonic witchcraft spirit. It's talking about the demonic powers. And then in Acts 13:6-8, when he had gone through the whole island of Paphos, they found a magician, a Jewish false prophet, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, and goes on to talk about this man summons Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God, but the magician, his name is translated, was opposing them, asking them to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find throughout the scripture where there is a absolute warning of being involved in anything that would be called sorcery or witchcraft or the supernatural demonic spirits that is so permeating society today. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why it is so difficult for someone to understand, but in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 27, the scripture is very, very clear. A man also, or a woman that hath a familiar spirit of that or is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, and their blood shall be upon them. And then we find in chapter 20 of Leviticus in verse 6, the scripture says this, and the soul that turneth after such a as a familiar spirit and after wizards to go after a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among the people. And then in Leviticus 19 and verse 26, the scripture says this, ye shall not eat anything with blood, neither shall you use enchantments or observe times. And it's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the witch spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 20, Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not offer the blood of any sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall they eat the fat from the remains until the morning. And it goes on further in talking about it. In verse 18, the scripture says this, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Ladies and gentlemen, what I've wanted us to understand today is the dangers of the witchcraft, sorcery, and the occult that's found in the Harry Potter books. And I urge you, I encourage you, burn them. Get them out of your house. Don't allow your sons or daughters or grandkids to read them. And if they're in your child's public school libraries, don't allow them to check them out. We need to keep them and train the child in the way he should go. And then when he shall have become old, he will not depart from it. That's the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.